Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Metroplex. We are live, Firehouse number one in Richardson. An amazing Tolo turnout. Probably the most, what you think, from 5:30 to 7 that we've had so far, arguably?
This go-around, yes, for sure. And it may be period, but definitely for 2025.
300 North Greenville in Richardson. Whataburger breakfast and coffee. Fraser Roofs and Gutters and Firehouse Movers allowing us to be out here. We got Bobby Bell back here on Sean and RJ and a concert ticket giveaway to hook you up with during the commercial-free 720 Expressway. Shout-outs to the Tolos who showed up. Lance in Dallas. Stuart with his son Braxton in Princeton. David Richardson, he came up to me. He goes, your daughter can fly now that she got the tubes. She's good to go. So I appreciate you saying that, Dave, but it's not happening.
I bet
she's not going back on a plane.
I bet it would be better.
Yeah, it definitely. I bet it absolutely would be better.
But it might not be.
You could
and
find
if
out.
It's not be, then I'll be escorted off the plane again. And I don't need that. So she'll have to wait for a year or two at least.
I will say this. As someone who has...
Y'all don't know her. She is... She got my personality, unfortunately, to where she just doesn't want to be restrained in the seat. It's like you're telling her no, and she starts banging her fist on the table. She's not calm, cool, and sweet like Oliver. A lot of this, I think, has to do with, no, you're not letting me run up and down the airplane. I'm going to go off on you. That's my theory.
Yeah, look, I mean.
I'll ask her one day, see if she remembers.
It's a PowerPoint. I like it.
It's a PowerPoint.
Julian was like that. Yeah, he was the same way.
Yeah.
He still is.
Well, you were
still is. But, here's the thing. I'll tell you this, and this is, I'm not saying you guys go down. As somebody who's been divorced, all right, do not let your kids dictate your fun.
Well,
that
I'm just going to
end it.
I'm just going to, it's not, but it's not fun. It's not fun for me flying with her. So I'm going to have fun.
But the destination is fun.
You are not kidding. By the way,
well, it was a family trip.
I saw it when,
except for you, Mom, love you.
When we were over for Ollie's birthday a couple weeks ago, she really does prefer guys. But
you want to get slapped, Bobby?
Man. No, I'm telling you, she like the whole thing
she's
of like
street. She can't like old,
she had no problem going straight to me, and then like Kristen, she wouldn't go towards at all. She wouldn't let Laura or Addison or anybody hold it. She's just like, nah. It's like. I don't know what it is. Kristen was like, she probably just sees the beard and the hat and just thinks you're Sean.
Bobby putting my baby in baby dolls already.
Wow. So she's putting us all, we all look alike. Like all the Tolos say we all look alike, and that's what she's saying.
She's saying to babies we do, I guess.
Rodrigo from Corpus Christi coming on out here. Rodrigo must not be that familiar with our personal lives because he goes, oh, I thought, I text and I call and you guys don't pick up. I thought it was because Rodrigo, you guys didn't like Hispanics. I said, do you know who we're married to? We're married to a Rodriguez and a Contreras, and my girl Mama D, she's feisty, so she's out here representing as well. So, no. Hispanics represent probably our top portion of the listening audience.
Way up there.
Oh, yeah. I would have been.
I love high. Hispanics. My Hispanic does not love me all the time is what it is.
Whoa.
She's that would be more likely.
We got Nick, we got Emery, and Lance and Richardson as well, and we got RJ Choppy's cell phone. Al, I thought that one of your boys was playing some Little League tournament in Alabama.
No, that's 9 a.m. tomorrow is the game. We got a game tomorrow. We got a game this afternoon, 1:30. Nothing quite like baking in the sun at 1:30. But, no, it is the Open Championship. I call it the British Open. They call it the Open Championship. It's tie atop the leaderboard, Olsen and Hao Tung Lee at 4 under par.
Wow, that sounds fun.
Absolutely. John Rahm, Phil, Xander, Lowry, J.J. Spahn, Scheffler, they're all in the top 11.
You had a big problem before this tournament started with the pairings.
I did have a big problem with the pairings. So LIV Golf, let's be fair, they don't like LIV Golf. They don't like it at all. And the Open gave them zero. I'm going to say this again. Zero premier groups. And just come out and admit this was done on purpose. That's all I want them to do. If you go look at the names, these are the pairings. The only one is John Rahm, and they put the reigning British Open champ with the reigning U.S. Open champ and then one of the European biggest European stars in it. These are the pairings of the LIV golfers. Cam Smith is with Hastings and Peng. Phil is with Peak and Von Tonder. Stop me when you've heard of these guys. Dustin Johnson is with Lee and Jordan Smith. Bryson is with Robert McIntyre, you probably heard of, and then Justin
Rose. Bryson.
Yeah. And then Brooks is with Sam Burns and Aldrich Potgetter. All right?
Yeah.
Everybody needs someone that's a potgetter, if you know what I mean.
Host Chris Carter said that.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, these are the PGA guys. Oh, Rory is with Justin Thomas and Tommy Fleetwood. Spieth is with Oberg and Victor Hovland. Scheffler is with Morikawa and Shane Lowry. What the hell are we doing? Like, just come on out and admit that you're purposely burying the LIV guys just because they decided to go make a little cash. That's all I want them to do. I want the RNA, the Royal and Ancient, to just admit it. Just come out and admit it that y'all are cowards.
And we had someone banned from the U.S. Open.
What?
Did you see this story?
Wyndham Clark. So he was obviously the U.S. Open was last month, and he tore up the locker room. He didn't make the cut. Friday after the round, he comes back and he just smashes, kicks in a locker.
Full Magnus Carlsen.
Full Magnus Carlsen. I have no idea what you're talking
about. The chess guy.
Oh, yeah. So he tears it up. Well, Oakmont has banned him indefinitely, an indefinite ban. And, you know, he's going to have to take some actions, a series of actions to lift it. But they have banned him. Now, 2033 is when that Open is heading back to Oakmont. If that ban is still in place and he qualifies, I hope he's still banned. And I hope he qualifies because I'm fascinated to see how they do this. Because the tour is going to say, or the USGA is like, hey, we buy your course for the week.
This could be like a college sports punishment, yeah, where it's self-imposed. You're gonna miss the first two games against Akron.
Yeah.
And you can miss all these other things. But then when the U.S. Open rolls around, let's see what they do.
Right, because what is banning him do? He's not a member. He didn't play there.
Well, bans you, yeah.
But
U.S. Open?
It'd be different if this was Augusta and they go back every year. Right, if he's banned from Augusta, like, what are you going to do then? Are you going to invite him back?
Augusta bans other people.
Yeah, Augusta bans other people. Not guys with the whitest name ever.
I was going to say, Wyndham Clark sounds like the name of the person who founded Augusta.
Yeah, he doesn't get banned from Augusta.
877-881-1053. In order to hit us up here on DFW Sports Station, let's talk about, is it a big NBA move anymore where Bradley Beal ends up going? Bradley Beal has joined the L.A. Clippers, and he paid the Suns as they worked out a buyout in order to get out of there. I think he's given back about $14 million.
How generous.
And he goes and joins the Clippers on a two-year, $11 million deal with a player option after clearing waivers. So no one else in the league, I guess, wanted to pick up Beal's contract. I'm assuming
right.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
In the NBA as well, like the other sports. Here's the Clippers.
So hang on. Is this 2 years, $11 million per year, or 2 years, $5.5 million a year?
I think it's five and a half.
And obviously he gets his money from the Suns
from
still.
From the Suns.
So he can prorate it all.
Like what Dame will be able to do.
Dame's going to be able to do this because he's getting.
He decides to take a cheap deal.
Yeah, he could. I mean, you know, he could.
He's getting the Milwaukee money.
Milwaukee's giving him money anyway, so he could take $1 million a year and still make, what, $49 million from the Bucks every year.
Did you have the Clippers over the Mavs in the West already, and do you have them now after I read you their lineup? Harden, Beal, Kawhi, I didn't realize they had John Collins. Remember John
Collins
getting overpaid? John Collins getting overpaid in Atlanta. Zubac, who won me a lot of cash on underdog throughout the season. Bogdanovich on the bench. Chris Dunn, Derek Jones, Nick Batum, and they got Brook Lopez. Apparently, Brook Lopez was getting uneasy over the LeBron noise in L.A., and instead of signing with the Lakers, he signed with the Clippers. That team looks loaded.
It's a good team.
They're better than the Mavericks,
and, and here's the thing, you know, Bradley Beal is not a player that is a good player on a $50 million contract, but if you can get him for $5 million, it's like, yeah, all right. You know,
one of two guys in the league with a no trade.
Yeah, I mean, it completely changes what you're willing to put up with and who he is, what kind of player he is, how old he is, all those things.
Yep.
You know, I mean, FS1 just made all those cuts. If all those people were making 50 grand a year, it's a lot different. It's a lot different in terms of like, hey, you know what? We'll keep him around. They're not worth $2 million, but they're worth $75,000.
He wasn't a 50-40-90 guy in Phoenix, but he was 50-40-80. Like Beal wasn't Beal was not awful there. It's just
how many games did he play?
102. So he missed
in the whole Suns career.
So he played 53 both years. So he basically missed 30 games both years. But he's somebody who, I mean, that was just, it's the LeBron question again about coming here to Dallas. Like Phoenix said, we will get rid of all our depth and this will just be good enough. Like we'll have enough studs and it'll be good enough. And it wasn't. And Beal meant like, I would have sworn he was like 35. He's only 31.
Yeah, but the problem now, like, you know, the one thing they have is, you know, that is a weird culture they have over there with Harden and Beal now. Like,
people Kawhi's, love Ty Lue.
They do. They do love Ty Lue, but, you know, Kawhi is kind of weird. It's just a, I don't know. I could see that being really, really solid. I could also see that imploding.
877-881-1053. In order to hit us up on the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line, we are live in Richardson, 300 North Greenville, Firehouse number 1. I think we got a call a little while ago. Otherwise, things are not as chaotic and crazy out here in Richardson.
It's been quiet.
We went like the first, I feel like, 12 firehouses without ever getting a call while we were on the air. And I think we've gotten one like every single firehouse we've been to over the last like 7 or something like that.
What, are you saying we're bad luck?
No, I'm just saying that we didn't get any at first, feast or famine.
In this part, I'll tell you, man, we were up here. We were up north of here yesterday in Melissa for baseball.
Well north of here.
Well north of here. But the traffic from, like, Dallas north is absurd. It is 9:30 at night. There's a billion people on the road. It took us 95 minutes to get from our house to the field last night. We left at rush hour, right? But it was just, it's just absurd the amount of people that live up here.
You guys want NFL, college football, or Diamond Cavs? What are you voting?
NFL.
Sure, NFL.
All right. We'll do Diamond Cavs. No.
There we go.
John Gruden on what the Dallas Cowboys need, and we'll take you back inside the Star and around the NFL. Are we getting a Texas A&M return because of the problem happening with NFL second-round picks, including a Dallas Cowboy? Around the NFL with a concert ticket giveaway and Bobby's trip back from San Antonio next on The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Good morning, Metroplex. We are live with the Expressway. It is commercial free. We got a concert ticket giveaway. Bobby's Neighborhood Watch. Neighborhood Watch is going to focus on San Antonio. Had a Tolo here from San Antonio. I'm trying to find his name, but he said he's been listening to us for a while. We appreciate that as we are out in Richardson. Firehouse number 1-300 North Greenville, brought to you by Whataburger, Firehouse Movers, and Fraser Roofs and Gutters.
You can't miss it either. This is, I think, the largest one we've been to.
Well,
largest firehouse, like the whole building.
Like this is massive.
Yeah, I was noticing that a minute ago.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's the most. Wow, look at this firehouse outfit.
Look at the gear.
Look at the gear from this young family coming out. It looks like Bam Bam Bigelow right there.
I don't know who that is.
You don't?
Nope.
Oh, boy.
No
do
clue.
You know Chop?
I do.
Okay.
WWE.
This is the most fascinating firehouse because as I was going to the bathroom, I saw a tornado shelter, and I wanted to go in there. And then when I was walking back, RJ got transported back to high school. And manliness.
I walked in over here to use the trash can, and it's kind of like their workshop area. And you walk in there, and you smell the wood and the sawdust. And the grease and the wrenches. And for a moment, I wasn't in need of Blue Chew.
Shop class was very erotic for RJ.
I felt it move. I felt movement. I felt like more of a man.
Well, what's it called?
It's just a workshop. It's a wood shop.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and I respect
wood.
It's
right in the name.
It's fantastic in there. You walk into a spot where somebody does actual manual labor, and then there's just the smell of the grease and the sawdust and the sweat mixed within a little bit of you guys have spilled coffee,
sure.
Maybe a beer that has been sitting there for a little bit too long, a trash can. It is a wood shop is the best smell. It really is. And I love doing wood shop, small engine maintenance in high school, wood shop, metal shop. This brought me back.
You have any machinery in your garage?
I have a circular saw.
That's the thing Julian found.
That's
That is a machine.
That is a machine. Julian found other things.
Yeah.
And he's in trouble too. I have sanders, drills. I got a lot of stuff from my dad. I'll tell you, I found a hacksaw. This thing was great because I could trim up my plants now. I don't need to use those pruning shears. I'm just like machetes.
All right, we are about a week away from training camp. The KMC Masterpiece is going to go out there and start on Tuesday broadcasting. We're going to leave on Sunday in about a week, and we'll be in Oxnard. If the Dallas Cowboys put up these numbers, they'll have what type of season? And are you taking the over-unders? I got these sent to me from Bet Online. All the projected quarterback numbers. By the way, you said you missed the Jeremy Fowler lists that were coming out from scouts, coaches, and executives. Dak, not in the top 10, not in the honorable mention.
Wow.
Came in at number 79 on the NFL top 100. Any reaction to that? And then CeeDee Lamb coming in yesterday. Was it number 3, Chop, at wide receiver, or number 4? I think it was 4 behind
four.
Jamar, Justin, Tyreek.
He's better than Tyreek.
And then
now.
Lamb.
Yeah, the CeeDee's better than Tyreek now. 79 makes sense on the NFL top 100 because he was way up there last year. So the drop makes sense. They're so finicky about Dak on that top 10 quarterbacks list every year. Like, it feels like some years it's like, oh, he's up at 6, and then it's like, oh, he's completely off the list. And they will go based completely on how did he play last year. There's nobody it feels like that applies to more than probably Dak. Maybe Stafford a little bit, on some of those lists, but Dak pretty consistently is going to be, how did you play? But to have him outside honorable mentions even, that's ridiculous.
All right, in the year he finished second in MVP, I'm just giving you this for context and to compare. He threw for 4,500 yards, 36 touchdowns, 9 picks. All right, 4,500, 36, and 9. His over-unders in Vegas this year, 3,850 with yards, 26 touchdowns, 11.5 interceptions.
Yeah, I'm not touching the yards.
Because of injury?
You don't know who the running back is. Why wouldn't you just slam the over? Unless you thought he was going to get hurt. Yeah, like Sean said.
Well, because I think the offensive line, if the offensive line's better, they're going to run the ball. You know, I think the under that plays is the number that plays is the under on interceptions. It's very difficult for me.
In his career, he's thrown, I don't even want to count. Did he throw 8 last year in 8 games? Because he had 9 the year before total. 9, that was in response to the whole, Dak's a turnover machine. He threw 15 the year before that. I'll just give you his interception totals. Forget the games. 4, 13, 8, 11, 4, 10, 15, 9, 8.
Yeah, his per season average is 9.
Yeah, I would take the under on that because I think he's going to miss enough time.
Yeah, that helps,
and that's why I'm scared to take the over in the other one.
Yeah.
I think the second best bet is the over on touchdowns.
Yeah,
because I don't think they don't have anybody to take it away from him.
In his career, he's thrown for 30, 37, 23, and 36.
Yeah, I mean, all of those feel like they would be health dependent, but. Man, if you're telling me he plays enough to throw potentially 12 interceptions, I would think the overs would be the better bets on the touchdown and the yards because we don't know who their running back is going to be. I understand Schottenheimer wants to run the ball, but you also got to remember this offense, in all likelihood, is going to be using a lot of the things that they were successful with after the bye in 2023 when Dak and Brian Schottenheimer worked together really closely on the offense. And during that stretch, when you got out of the San Francisco game was when everything went to hell and they had their come to Jesus meeting. There was 12 games after that. Dak was 31 touchdowns to 5 picks. Like that was because that was the thing is that those raw numbers sound really good in 23. They're even better when you consider what he did for the 12-week run at the end of the season. But look, I understand there's a lot of questions about Dak being able to remain healthy. I think if he's healthy, though, you can pretty much bank on it. He's going to be, at worst, a top half of the NFL quarterback.
Well, speaking of the running game, John Gruden sat down and commented on what he's feeling about the Cowboys right now in the offseason.
Well, Prescott, you know, you got to keep him healthy.
Yeah.
Obviously. Yes. I just think this is the Dallas Cowboys. Where's Emmitt Smith? He's retired. We got to run the ball here.
Yes.
They don't even run the ball.
Yeah.
I don't know who their running back is. They used to pound your face in with the very intimidating offensive line. Now it's kind of like a 7-on-7 pass happy offensive attack. And I don't think their defense, other than Parsons, has an identity.
Mm.
You know, and Lawrence is gone. I don't know. Overshawn's a great linebacker, but he's hurt. I just don't know what their defensive mentality is. And I missed the old Dallas Cowboys.
I love. Where's Emmitt Smith?
Yeah, where's Emmitt Smith?
And then he answers, like, before he can even put a period on that sentence, before he goes, he's retired. Like, yes, he is retired.
Yes, he is.
It's like, you know, whatever happened to the greatest, the all-time leading rusher? Where's that guy?
Yeah.
Why don't they have that guy anymore?
It's the Cardinals. You're talking about the St. Louis Cardinals. You know, this is an organization based on pitching. Where's Bob Gibson?
Right, yeah.
You know, what are we doing here?
That's the thing. So, I mean, look, I get
Peyton Toubray with the credit for sitting down with Gruden, by the way.
I understand in general, obviously, what he means, though, which is this is a team that historically has had great running games for the most part. Even if you're not talking about historically great running backs like Dorsett and Emmitt, like DeMarco was very effective. Marion Barber and Julius Jones together were effective.
Darren McFadden was effective.
Yeah, Zeke was effective for like 2 years. I understand the general thought process that he's talking about. It is a de-emphasization of it, but this is also what happens when you say our quarterback is going to get paid $60 million a year. Like, that becomes kind of the priority of what you want to do.
Yeah, and, you know, ESPN did a training camp storylines to watch, the biggest battles, and you know, you got to find a way to get the Cowboys in there. So for some of the ones that had, you know, who's the Colts quarterback going to be? Chiefs left tackle, Pats wide receiver. And they come to the Cowboys running back. And they said it's unclear. This is a worryingly weak room. That's a quote. The ideal outcome is that Williams returns to his pre-injury form. Though it's worth remarking that even his career best season was only 4-4 a carry and 46% success rate. But Blue, speedy change of pace. The camp battle is one to watch less for touch distribution and more for the overall quality. And like, you know, look, it's pretty obvious. Like, third wide receiver, corner, running back, those are some of the camp battles. But, you know, I'm not mad that they're focused on a running back. But I also think it's like the running backs aren't the ones that can answer this for us. It's the offensive line. They're the ones that are going to answer. They're focused on the position, and that's fine. And the running back position is important, but who's blocking for them, you could argue, is importanter.
Yes.
Which isn't a word.
It is more important.
And, like, if they have holes, any NFL-caliber running back with decent awareness and patience and that can find them. Like, this is the same team, like you mentioned, that, you know, Darren McFadden with Castle and Kellen Moore averaged 4.6 a carry.
Right. Yeah. And look, I mean, this is – that's why, yeah, instead of focusing on, like, who's your running back or what's your – like, it should be obviously posited more in the idea of what is your running game. And their running game, they expect to be better. Even though they let Rico Dowdle walk out, and he played pretty well the last 6-7 games of the year, they expect that – all right, we drafted a guy we like in Jaden Blue. We think that one of these veterans is going to catch on. We invested in the offensive line, and we invested big time in Clayton Adams. And Clayton Adams structuring this run game to look a certain way and to take advantage of those things.
All right, so that's the quarterback numbers, running game. And then wide receiver-wise, Vegas sent me the over-unders for CeeDee Lamb.
Oh, baby.
For context and comparison, CeeDee Lamb last year had 101 – I'm going to give you 3 years because last year I had Cooper Rush. Last year was 100 catches, 1195, and 6. Year before, 135, 1750, and 12. Year before that, 107, 1360, and 9. Over-under for him right now is 109.5 catches. 109.5. He's put up 107, 101, and 135.
Yeah, and those 200 years you're talking about, you mentioned the one last year that was obviously with Cooper Rush most of the time. The other year where he was under that 135, he had Cooper Rush for 5 games there. And mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, all of these stats feel so much like a Dak health stat. And then CD's no different there. So, yeah, if I can say Dak's going to miss max 2-3 games, then yeah, I'm definitely taking the over on that, even with Pickens being here.
The yardage over under is 1250. He's put up 1195, 1750, and 1360. Over?
Over. And that's over.
Then
sure.
The touchdowns is 7.5. He's had 6, 9, and 12.
That seems like a fair over. You know, the one I struggle with is the receptions because, you know, what is his target number going to be? You know, with Pickens, what is his target number going to be? I just went and looked, like, you know, first thing that came to my head with is what other team has, you know, 2 really good wide receivers. I just immediately went to Tampa for some reason. I don't know why. But, and it's not fair necessarily because it's not the same, but I mean, Mike Evans only had 110 targets last year. Like, is CD going to get 181 targets like he got in 23? If he gets 181 targets, that means George Pickens stinks.
Yeah, Jamar Chase has gotten 128, 134, 145, and 175.
Woo! That's high for having a guy like Higgins.
Yeah. I got Pickens over-unders.
Oh, I'm interested in.
That is high. I saw this. I saw the Pickens one. This number, his catch number, isn't it like 93?
No. I don't know what you were looking at.
It was FanDuel.
66.5.
No, FanDuel had like 110 targets and 93 receptions. It was crazy.
Well, catches, bet online, 66.5 over under.
Under.
His numbers have been 59, 63, and 52.
If he has under 66 catches.
He's never had 66. He's never had Dak Prescott.
If he has under 66, you can miss me with all that. This is a guy who could be a number one receiver.
Well, I mean, that would just depend on, like, what you're doing. Like, if CD is getting his 125 catches, then 60 is reasonable, especially when you consider they want to use the running backs in the passing game, too.
The over-under on the yards is 900. He's put up 800, 900, and 1140.
He is a 16.3 yards per catch guy throughout his career, which, what is that, 16 over 60 receptions? That's, yeah, 960. So, sure, that's a fair number probably.
And you going over or under?
Over.
And then 5.5 touchdowns. He's had 3, 4, and 5 in his career.
3, 4, and 5.
Man, that's so little for a guy that keep hyping up as like the contested catch red zone guy.
Especially because Ferguson's not going to get any because he doesn't get any last year.
What was the number on touchdowns again?
5.5, right?
Under.
And then I'll give you Ferg's numbers. Bet online in Vegas. 64.5 for the catches. So just 2 catches less than Pickens. 575.5 and 3.5 after having the goose egg last year in the end zone.
Boy, that feels like one of those things. They're going to make a priority to get him the ball in the red zone. Just as a make good. It's one of those, so I could see the over on touchdowns.
All right, so there it is. Your different Cowboy plays. You got one final thing.
How are they calculating if they're saying CD's going to get 109, Pickens is going to be 60, Ferguson's going to be 65? How are they then saying like 3,800 passing yards for Dak? That sounds like they're throwing the hell out of the ball if they get that many.
877-881-1053 in order to hit us up on the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line.
T. Higgins had 73 catches in 12 games last year. He missed 5 games, and he still had 73.
And Chase still got targeted 180 times.
That text number is also the one to call for turning it on, leaving it on. That's what Tolo stands for. Let's hook him up, Kevin.
All right, Tolos, right now, 877-881-1053. Caller 10 wins 2 tickets to see the Thuggish Ruggish Mafia Tour courtesy of Live Nation at Dos Equis Pavilion on Thursday, September 25th. That's caller number 10, 877-881-1053.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
We need to take people out of their bubbles and their safe place and make them think about the world we live in.
You are fake news.
So what do you guys hear? What's the scuttlebutt?
I'm going to take over Neighborhood Watch selfishly today.
Oh.
Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, Ruben Portillo, and everybody here in attendance. So we did get back. This is my first day back after a week away.
When did you get back?
We got back yesterday. Wait, what's today? We got back Tuesday, late Tuesday afternoon.
So left when?
We left on Friday. We're in San Antonio Friday, Saturday, a little bit Sunday. Then we went to Johnson City on Sunday, and we were there half the day Sunday, all day Monday, and then till like noon on Tuesday. But it was, I was trying to step out of my comfort zone. So here's the thing.
Good for you.
I am, as I think I've stated many times here, my idea of recharging is doing nothing. Like, that's a vacation to me. I don't want to do anything.
You don't want to go to a beach? You don't want to go? That's nothing, though. Like, you're sitting in a pool at a beach or at the beach.
No, but see, like, so that's the thing, is that to me, I'll start off with this aspect of the trip. I'm learning. It's very slowly. And she's probably in the car right now heading here. And so she's probably going to start arguing with me over the radio. But I don't think I'm saying anything.
I'm going to argue on your behalf after she called me Buddy the Cake Boss. Texas William made a meme of that. People are laughing.
I'm learning how to approach trips with Kristen a little better. We had
how long you been married?
We have now been married for 11 years.
Okay, so you're learning. Good.
Yeah. So the thing is just we don't generally go anywhere, so it's been sporadic. And then this time around, though, I figured it out. I was trying to step out of my comfort zone and say, hey, we're off, because I was off starting last Thursday. So I was like, okay, let's go take a trip. We'll do something fun, whatever else. And I was like, I'm going to turn it over to Kristen. Kristen, you get to book things. You get to handle what we're going to do here.
Make the itinerary.
Take us wherever we want to go. And I assumed too much because I assumed that she knows how much I don't want to do things.
Yeah.
That I assumed that she would
factor that in.
Factor in that there's going to be times I don't want to go do anything. Let's not just make the itinerary full the whole time.
Yeah. If my wife was setting up a trip and planning ours, she would not put hiking in there. She would not put a nature trail walk.
Right.
She would not put in any type of outdoor National Geographic activity. She would factor that in. If she did put that in, I'd be ticked off at her.
So I want to just lay on the couch. I want to mindlessly watch TV. I'm going to flip it on the like the Samsung TV channel. I'm going to have it on Dateline and just watch endlessly. That, to me, is just endless scrolling on my phone. That's what's great. Vacations with itineraries have a tendency to me to feel like you have responsibilities. You
have schedule.
To be somewhere at a certain time. We need to do this. We need to do that. So that doesn't feel totally like a vacation all the time. But I wanted to find the middle ground where she got to pick where we wanted to go. She got to schedule a lot of the different things. But I figured in there I would have some time to recharge, get that. No, that apparently needed to be said explicitly, which we talked through it. It was I think it was Sunday when we talked about it. And I was like, I just thought I was going to get time here. She's like, I'll make time in there. You just tell me that's what you want put in there. And so we talked through it. But those first few days, I was a little like, what are we doing? Why are we like?
Did you go along with it or did you mope?
I don't think I moped. She would. I don't know.
You're a moper.
That's what I've heard.
You are a moper.
Yeah, I remember Oxnard last year. I don't know. I don't think I moped. She'll tell you here when she gets here, I guess. But no, I don't think I moped. She felt like, in general, like, if you're turning it over to me, we're going to do whatever. So we're, like, going to this ranch that her aunt and uncle own.
Well.
And she's telling me, like, okay, well, we're going to need to get you boots. I'm like, I'm not getting boots. What are you talking about? And she's like, you can't walk around in those around the ranch. Like, she's like, there's
snakes.
Like last time we were there, Jacob had to kill a rattlesnake. I'm like, the hell? Where are we going? And she's like, well, I mean, there's just, like, you know, there's animal droppings everywhere. You're not going to want to step in those in your regular shoes. I was like, if I knew we were going to have to, like, go, like, shopping for this stuff, I don't think I would have loved that. But we ended up talking. It was good. I figured out, all right, I just need to be clear about it. And she says, as long as I do that, we're good. Monday, she scheduled it in without me even asking. She was like, we're going to go shopping in Fredericksburg. You just hang out here for a couple hours, do whatever you want. And it was good. So we got that figured out. Now, I was very out of place with her aunt and uncle.
What would you have liked to do in San Antonio? When you hear you're going to San Antonio, what would have been, besides sitting on the couch, you know, a place to go, something to do?
I knew, like, okay, I'm fine with us going to the Alamo. I knew they had...
Is the Fuddrucker still there across the street?
I didn't see one. And if there was a Fuddruckers down there, Kristen would have wanted to go.
She loves it. Still around?
There's one. When we went to Midland, Odessa for the Keller softball game, they had one out there. And Chris was like, we're eating here.
It's one of those things I'm worried that if I go back to it, is it the nostalgia that I will.
It was good when we went last year or whatever it was.
Okay.
But the thing is that for me in San Antonio, I understand we're going to go to the Alamo. I figured she was probably going to find something else for us to go up. Their little reunion tower version out there, whatever it is. I know they've got
their space needle.
Yeah, down there in Alamo Plaza, I know they've got like a bunch of different shops, and they usually have street performers. So I figured we'd probably walk around there and do some of that stuff.
What about your big decision in the Alamo?
Okay, so I was joking when I said that. I was not totally. I'm still going to mention it, but I was joking. When we walk in, there's a sign on the Alamo that says, "In honor of heroes who died here at the Alamo, we ask that you remove your hat." And so I took a picture of it and I sent it to you guys. And I was like, would I be a jerk if I just ended our trip right now because they're telling me to take my hat off?
Yeah. Well, they didn't tell you. They asked.
Oh, yes.
You say no.
And I did take it off. I didn't even hesitate. I took it off and then I took the picture of it for you guys. But I did notice there were plenty of other people around there who were not. Mm-hmm. These Santa Ana loyalists who were just walking around there with their hats on, just not a care in the world. What I didn't know, we went to the museum back behind there. Did you go to the Alamo when you went?
No.
Okay, so when you go to their little exhibit, their museum in the back, do you know half of that building, like the artifacts they have in there and everything else, it's donated by Phil Collins?
No. What?
Phil really? Collins, growing up, became obsessed with Davy Crockett and like his stories and different things. And so because he became obsessed with that, he started to learn about the Alamo. And he started just spending a bunch of his money on collecting rare like artifacts or pieces from the Alamo or from that era. So like he had like Santa Ana's like original sword he would walk around with, and like he donated that to the museum. He gave it all away to the museum like 10 years ago.
Did he give his two hearts to it?
He did not. Living in just one mind. No, he did not. But it was a cool exhibit. It exposed something maybe a little concerning, which is Laura, the 9-year-old, it lit a burning flame inside of her to where she now has an obsession with firearms.
Oh! Hell yeah. Welcome to Texas.
All she wanted to know about in that museum were the guns, how they were made, what kinds they used, who got shot with what. She wanted to talk to the they have people there, obviously, who are like historians who will dress up in period garb and then tell you about things. So she wanted to go over and like talk to the doctor, and she was talking to the doctor about like how they healed like the gunshot wounds and stuff like that, which I didn't know this. Did you know they used to back then? They would, like, if you had an infection or something like that, they would still use the leeches back at the Alamo to, like,
suck the thing out. They were doing that in, like, the 40s, 1940s.
Well, he ended up telling Laura, he was like, so if you ever go to the doctor and you have something wrong with you, they're just going to put a bunch of leeches on you, but you don't need to be afraid.
Ollie's now walking around the house doing the finger gun, and it's making me a little uncomfortable.
Is he like, pew-pewing with it?
Yeah.
Oh,
pow-pow, poo-poo.
She went, he's pew-pew. A pow guy, not a pew-pew. We went into the gift shop after. Laura was obsessed. She's like, I want Davy Crockett's gun. And so she went and found some little, like, click-pop rifle thing, which you've seen these before. They got the orange tip. You crank it back. Yep. You pull it. It just goes snap. That's it. How much do you think that cost?
$29.99.
Because it said Davy Crockett on it.
$29.99.
No. Your guess?
I mean, you're going to tell me it's more. $50?
$45. $45.
I hope you didn't get it.
Oh, we got it.
Did you get one of the coonskin caps?
We did not. They learned about that there. They didn't realize that was a thing. They're like, he put animals on his head. So they learned about that. But this was that's an example right there. My recklessness spending money, saying, yeah, sure, go ahead, spend that $45.
Did you end up spending big for the big birthday party?
Which birthday party?
You were trying to decide, is it worth it?
That's still not coming up for another several months. Oh, okay. That was when that just came up.
So this is the San Antonio trip. Bobby back from vacation. This HOV portion of the expressway driven by Mercedes-Benz of Plano.
So I'm curious if I'm the one who's crazy here. Because I definitely felt out of place talking to Kristen's aunt and uncle. So we're over there, dinner on Monday night, and they were all about just talking about the ways Kristen and her aunt about how they obsessively save money. And a conversation about laundry detergent began. So Kristen talked about how the laundry detergent she likes goes on sale from $6 to $1.99 about once a year. She reliably knows that. And I knew she does this, but when that happens, she will buy 10 of them right there.
I get it.
And just stock up, have it ready. And Kristen's aunt was talking to the kids about it, and hearing them talk about saving money, it's like the way guys would sit around and talk about hot women. Like, oh, my gosh, you got that for 40% off. That
I got
so
home
great.
Yesterday, and Amanda was holding the CVS receipt and just going crazy over these savings. She was so happy. She was giddy. And then I read your email, 40% this, and I can go get this and that. And I'm a member saver now. And she was – I was like, this is your life. That's what you're excited about.
Dude, she loved being able to sit there and talk to her aunt, because the thing that probably frustrates her most, of the many things that frustrate her about being married to me, she will come home, try to tell me how much money she just saved, and I don't give her the reaction she wants. You know when you're excited to tell somebody about something, they're just like,
placator.
Cool, I don't get it. No, I know, and I do. I go,
and it's saving you money, ultimately.
And that's what she goes. She goes,
they're
going to
buy
much?
It. They're going to buy it one way or the other.
Exactly. She's like, do you know how much money I save you doing this? And then typically I'll respond with, no, when you think about it, saving me money would be not buying it at all. You're actually costing me money, and you're just justifying it. That's usually the thing that gets me in a
fight. But the $1.99 detergent thing, that is the way to go. Just stock up with 10 of them.
So I disagreed. So they're talking about this. Her aunt says, see, that's $40 she saved. So then I decided to chime in after being quiet this whole time during their, you know, love fest over saving money. I said, yeah, but I think if I was living alone, I would rather just lose the $40 than take up the space with all that detergent. So well, I view it as like a tax to keep the space in my apartment because it's not a house.
This is the classic fight. We're not having a fight about this, but we have a ton of clothes that are just sitting in plastic bags, right? They were clothes we went and cleaned out. And when I cleaned the garage out a couple of months ago, the garage was spotless. And I took all these bags of clothes. I was like, all right. I was like, I'm getting rid of these. And she goes, no, just bring them to Uptown Cheapskate or Plato's Closet and sell them. I'm like, fine. I load up. There was like about 12 to 15 bags and a big box of shoes. And I go in there and I take them there. And they wind up buying, I think it was like $15 or $25 worth of the
stuff.
They're
so snooty.
They're like, well, we're looking for shorts.
Kristen.
And I'm like, okay, there's like a million shorts in here, dude.
Yeah.
Right? And the girl's like, well, we're looking for this. We're looking for that. I'm like, yeah, okay, fine. So I take them back. And I said to her, I was like, I'm just gonna throw them away. And she goes, no, donate them. When I say throw away, I mean donate. Right. I don't mean actually throw away. And I was going to bring them to this one place. She goes, no, I don't like that place. That charity's bad or whatever.
What?
Because they resell them and they overcharge. Doesn't really go to people.
Okay.
By the way.
Why? Go ahead. I have a major question at the end of this.
You. I don't know. I don't care if they're sponsored. The fact that Goodwill overcharges for stuff at their store, like, you're supposed to be helping people. Hmm. I'm donating clothes for you. That's for you to make $38 a profit off these shoes. Sell them for $6. Somebody could use them. All right, I gave you the clothes. Take your profit and move on. So I hate that. So we're going to find a place to donate. But they're just sitting in the garage.
Why isn't she doing it? Why are you getting in your car and walking around with bags and sacks? Why isn't she? They're her clothes. She does not have anything you're doing.
Some are mine.
So why doesn't she get in the car and do it?
Well, so she's, I have no problem getting out again after I've come home.
You mean like leaving the house?
I come home from work.
Yeah.
I have no problem leaving the house again to go do something.
Okay.
She does.
That's not her.
Ooh, me too.
The moment she's home, she's home, unless we have something planned to go to.
Yeah.
She does not, she's not getting back out again. She's home, she's not getting back out again. I have no problem with that.
Oh.
And I was like, if it was up to me, I would just literally take them down the street.
Just get rid of them and lie. Just lie about it.
And well, I did the tax write-off.
Hand her up.
Yeah, I want the write-off.
And somebody's claiming your taxes anyway. What does it matter?
Well, that was a couple years ago, but I fixed that.
This ended up being, and this is my trip to San Antonio where I grossly offended Kristen's aunt. When I said I would rather lose the $40 than take up the space with the detergent, it was like I was at a dinner in 1954, and I was like, communism isn't that bad, though, when you think about it. She, her eyes nearly popped out of her head, and she goes, oh. And then she goes, well, that's one way to do it.
But here's my question.
And then she starts saying, like, you're like all the, she's like, so this is just your generation. You guys just swipe the card. You don't even think about it. You just swipe the card. Right. Don't even think about what's coming out.
And that is true. But here, my challenge to you is, yo, man, this isn't your space in the house anyway. You shouldn't even be commenting on it. You should keep your mouth shut.
Right.
Where's the detergent go in your apartment?
Ooh.
You don't even know. So why are you talking about storage getting taken up? That's a wife thing. If it was in the laundry room, you're not going in there anyway. You've told us many times.
Right.
So why are you even commenting, oh, I don't want the space being taken up with the detergent. You probably don't even know. You don't even know where the hell it is.
I specified when I told them. I said if I was living on my own, that if I was having to make all those decisions to do those things, that's how I would do it. Kristen's going to save me money. She's going to figure out where it is. That's how she looks at it. I just look at it and say,
okay,
Chris, because here's, I didn't even put this in.
And it brings your wife joy. That's the most important thing.
Yes.
I now know that Coupon Savers or whatever that show was, that brings my wife joy.
Yeah, that's couponing.
That's her hobby.
Yeah, and I'm glad it brings her joy, and I try to seem enthused about it, like that she is, but I don't get the same rush from it. Here's an example. I promise you, when she was looking at these hotels that we were going to pick in San Antonio, do you know how she decided which one we were going to?
Whoever had the free breakfast.
Oh,
was
yeah.
Part of it.
Free breakfast. Yeah.
That's how my in-laws told me they wanted to stay.
The free breakfast. And she said, well, this hotel's parking was $7 a day cheaper. But it didn't matter.
Well done.
What happened was
well done, Kristen.
She went down to the – I don't even remember what she was complaining about. She went down there to complain about something, about the room. And they're like – well, we can take off the parking charge for your stay. And she goes, yep, do that. And then she walked back upstairs. So she didn't even have to, like, she would have gotten the parking for free at the other place anyway, because she would have gotten it worked out there. But, it was a good trip. The only thing that was bad.
Where did you eat? I told you to go to San Antonio. I didn't realize had this strong barbecue game. I know about Austin. We know the Metroplex. We know Hurtado. But there's all these San Antonio places I did not know about. And I'm like, go to these places or go to that pizza place that closes at 2 p.m. and make me jealous.
Yeah, you told me to. Was M2 was
2M.
Called? 2M. And then what was the other one?
I can't remember. Reese Brothers.
Reese Brothers. Okay. So
Reese Bros. That's the one I really want to try.
Both of them were outside dining. And it was like 100 degrees, and we're like, we can't.
Yeah.
Like, so we ended up at a place I'd never heard of it. It was called Paisanos. It's like a, I guess they've got a couple of them.
Yeah, you don't want to, you get banned from Paisanos.
Dude, it was good. Like, I was, now, it was not good enough given what we spent on it. So, what was it? Apparently, it's like this.
Are we talking, is that Mexican or Italian?
No, it's Italian.
Paisanos.
Okay.
Italian.
So, I was like,
yeah.
It's Italian. Laura, little Laura, got her portion of food. Addison got her portion of food. I got chicken parmesan. Kristen got some, and then like we had a couple drinks over there. What do you think it ended up being?
You got chicken parm?
Yeah, chicken
parm. Give me the orders again.
It was chicken parm. Kristen got, I think, fettuccine alfredo.
Okay.
And then the girls got, Addison got lasagna, and then Laura got pizza, gluten-free pizza.
Okay.
And then Kristen had like a drink, and then I think we had meatballs as an appetizer.
You said you got the chicken parm?
Mm-hmm.
70, that attaboy. Attaboy.
90. 120.
No. 190.
Dang!
What?
No alcohol?
She had one.
One.
190, dude. That chicken parm, I think, was like 35 or something
like
that. And I mean, it was all really
Italian
good.
Italian food is generally cheap.
It was, well, okay, so here's what I think screwed us. Kristen and Laura are both gluten-free, and I think they've got this massive, like, gluten-free menu. Because if they eat it, they go nuts. So they were like, oh my gosh, let's go eat here. We're going to be able to eat Italian food again. And so we went there for that, and I'm guessing it just may be because of the uniqueness of that may run it. Because I wasn't looking at the individual bill. I wasn't thinking we were going to run it up that high.
Yeah.
And then I saw all the charges. Like, yep, that's it.
Togo Kyle said it best right now on Twitter. If you take your kids with you, it's a trip. If you go without them, it's a vacation.
Mm.
Preach. Bobby Belt, Neighborhood Watch in San Antonio. So was she happy with it all?
Yeah.
At the end of the day?
Yeah, I think so. We had a couple bumps in the road, but it in the end, I think she was happy.
The Texas Rangers first half was just unlucky. We're going to set you up for the second half. RJ Choppy with Diamond Cavs on your home of the Rangers next.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.